Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. A 15-year-old boy has died after being struck by a tree at the popular YMCA camp, Widgiewagon. Nashville police are ruling the death accidental. They say Camden Callahan was struck while on a hike. A fallen tree was leaning against another tree. Police say a teen touched the leaning tree, causing it to fall. Camp staff tried to administer emergency care, the police department says, but the attempts were unsuccessful. In a statement, the YMCA is expressing grief and says support will be provided to the campers and staff involved. Nashville voters are going to the polls early to make their voices heard, but with the new redistricting rules, some people are a little confused. Resident Denise Anderson says she's having trouble knowing what district she's in and who's representing her. She voted at the Southeast Branch Library, which used to be in District 5, but is now in District 4.
I'm in this district, but I didn't know because the district had changed. See, it's a confusion.
That confusion is motivating how some vote. That includes Emily Magritte, an independent, who says she voted Democrat because the GOP redistricting effort makes no sense to her.
It's done out of party affiliation is why. And so you have to go beyond that. But the only thing that we can do as a population is vote. And now they're trying to restrict and control how we do vote, and I'm not happy with that plan.
Nashville has seen nearly 28,000 people cast early ballots. That's roughly 5% of the electorate. Tennessee State University has named former basketball coach Jennifer Bell to serve as interim athletic director. Bell is a Clarksville native with degrees from Fisk and TSU. She was the assistant coach of the women's team for 11 years before moving into TSU's athletic administration. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.